Welcome to the Perfect Storm, Justin. How are you doing?
I'm a bit smashed, mate, honestly.
Tired?
I'm a bit smashed, but hey, I'm here.
Been a busy week. Kyle, how are you doing? Kyle, are you with us?
Yeah. I'm here in the background.
Oh, good on you, Kyle.
He's with his mate, Morgan.
Me and Morgan over here.
Look at you guys. Yeah. Isn't that cute?
Checking out.
Cuddly in there.
Yeah. Awesome, mate. Do we have any comments there, Morgs?
Comments, yeah. There's a few comments. We've got Danny.
You got to put that microphone in front of you.
Danny Malenkov. He's saying, Leo's first encyclical on AI of any prophetic significance. We'll start with a big question.
Only if you drink goat milk.
This is Danny from the Looking Up show.
Looking Up.
He's quite famous, Danny.
Danny's my mate, and he's a goat milk expert.
A good bloke. Came on the show and found out what Kyle's capable of.
AI encyclical. Well, give me another comment.
We've got some more. Cassandra, she loves the Daniel and Revelation booklet. She says it's awesome.
Hey, we're going to give it away again today because these are going off the shelves.
It is a good book.
Very good book.
Lit.
And one more. People loved Pastor Rick. As a guest, last week.
Ricky Bobby
loved him.
Yeah,
good to see him having fun on his old stomping ground.
Yeah,
good, Rick.
So that's a few of the comments from to last time. But
we'll have to bring on more guests, mate. We'll have to bring on some talent sometimes.
Let's jump into it.
Oh, send me on more trips.
Well, you're never here.
That's good, mate. Anyway. They're the comments, guys. Keep commenting in. We really love the comments. We talk about them at the beginning of the show. But right now, we are going to talk about Mr. Putin looking in his cupboard, and he doesn't have much left in his cupboard, and he's getting cut by a heap of blades that aren't really cutting him. I'm talking in code. You want to unpack that, Justin?
I'm not sure about your code, but Russia has been taking a beating from this drone warfare. The guys in Ukraine, with the assistance of the United States and Europe, have developed the best drones in the world, and they're using them to bomb Moscow, to bomb their oil refineries where their deposits came at.
I'm just
dying there.
Coughing up a lung.
So this has all of a sudden gone real nasty because Russia doesn't seem to have a lot of answers to stop this, and they're dying from 1,000 cuts. You know what that means, don't you, Morgan?
Tell us, Justin. Some viewers may not.
It means rather than just getting one blow and destroying them, it's just all these little until they're bleeding out. And Russia's really, they're having fuel shortages and all sorts of stuff. They're really getting into economic trouble.
Yeah.
So he has wheeled something out that is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
What's your comment say on there? Why don't you read what it said, D?
So we've got here... One way or another, Putin will be forced to stop the war. Putin warns the United States against supplying nuclear weapons to Ukraine. Says Russia it will take, quote, all necessary measures.
And he has told them, if you're a Westerner, leave Kiev. He's given the warning. If you're a foreigner, get out of Kiev. And he puts a picture of this missile that's... hypersonic. Kyle knows about hypersonic. I don't know much about hypersonic.
Well, there's no defense against them. You can't defend because they're so
too fast. There's no defense. And if he puts a nuclear, it could be depleted uranium. It might not be the full-blown Hiroshima nuclear thing, we hope. But that's really, when Phil said before, what did you say? There's nothing left in the cupboard.
There's not much left in the cupboard. It's just nukes.
They've lost a lot. Their navy in the Black Sea, a lot of it sunk from jet skis with bombs on them. They make drones out of, you know, those old Kawasaki jet skis, and they're not expensive. And they set up a remote control thing. I don't know how hard that would be to set up a remote control on a jet ski, but they set it up on it and drive it into one of their Navy ships at night, and these massive billion-dollar navies are at the bottom of the ocean. So Russia's getting a bit desperate, and that's not good. If you corner...
They backed him into a corner.
If you corner an animal, you ever had to corner an animal, Phil?
No. Well, there was one wild horse I cornered one day and I lived to regret it.
What happened?
Well, he put his head down. It's never good when they put their head down. And started running towards me, kicking its back legs.
What did you do?
Jumped over the fence as quick as I could, mate.
In the words of Alex Jones, he says the threat escalation ladder process goes parabolic, straight up like a SpaceX Starship, and most war games predict a full nuclear war.
You know, everything goes along normal. We're fighting over domestic politics, people going to the shop and whinging about prices. If that happens, then Europe has to respond. This is really dangerous stuff they're playing with, but they're so harming Russia, and Russia won't back down. They won't say, okay, let's call the war off. We'll go back to the way it was before. Instead, it's just escalating and escalating. And what Alex Jones is saying, the parabolic, it's just straight up now. He hasn't got a lot of options left. So it's a really crazy time when we've got leaders like that giving warnings to say, get out of the city. Get out of the city.
We might move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I got a story here, mate. I hope you got some pictures for it.
What have we got?
UFOs.
Phil? Yes, we do.
And there's files come out of the UFOs.
Yep.
What do we think of this, Justin?
I don't know. I'm trying to suck Kyle into a comment on this because he knows more about this stuff than anyone I know. Yeah,
Kyle.
He's like a UFO expert.
I definitely haven't been up to date on this last release because they've been releasing so much stuff that I just figured it'd be like all the others. But you're telling me that this one's different, that there's more in this one. They've got a fighter jet blowing up a UFO.
Well, this is not the actual footage, but I saw the footage. There's like 3 hours of footage they released.
And you watched all of it twice?
No, I didn't. I don't have time. I just see the highlights. But the bit I saw, an F-16 actually shoots one and blows it up. I'm starting to wonder, are these... Because there's a supernatural element to it, because one of them you watch, it's gone flat out across the ocean, then it goes like impossible in physics for any object to do what it does. So the supernatural explanation always comes to the fore there. And
I think people are getting creative with AI, aren't they?
No, these are gun sights. From the US Navy.
Have you seen the Bob Lazar interview with Joe Rogan? He was a guy that used to work there at Area 51, and they have them all siloed and isolated from each other, and they can't have too many of them that worked on it talking to each other or knowing who each other is. And it's quite fascinating, some of his stories, and Joe's looked into this quite a bit. But, is it Tucker Carlson and a few of them who've had supernatural experience? They're all of the firm opinion it's all just supernatural.
And there was a comment that Morgan pulled up earlier about America's coming, DC Drano saying America's coming back to God. And they're coming back to God because of the unexplained phenomena, and they have a new name for it, aerial, what is it?
Gymnastics.
UAVs, unidentified aerial vehicles.
That's why you hear UAVs. unidentified aerial phenomena, because the other thing, they fly along flat out faster than the gun sights on these planes are hardly keeping up with it. That's where we get the video footage. US military have video cameras on the guns, and the thing goes underwater, and they couldn't call them UFOs anymore because they weren't flying anymore. They were swimming. So they changed the name to UAEs. That's a country.
UAEs. What do you call them? They're not UFOs. So
aerial phenomena.
Phenomenon.
Because they don't always fly. They swim.
Mm.
Unexplainable. The supernatural in the scriptures. Jesus warned us again and again. A wicked and perverse generation seek a sign.
Yep.
Signs and wonders are never a healthy thing.
Mm.
They usually lead to deception in the scripture. Now, Jesus performed signs and wonders like no one in human history. He does stuff that no one else had ever seen on a mass scale. Feeds 5,000 people with a couple of fish. He raises the dead. He walks on water. He does it. He's known by his enemies. They call him the miracle worker.
Yep.
But here, at the end of time, miracles in the scripture are always put in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
The supernatural and a secular generation, like they're all just suckers for this because they can't explain it. I remember at Port Macquarie, they have a telescope as a tourist attraction around on Town Beach. And I took my family because I had visitors come. I was a pastor in Port Macquarie. And I went along this night. And they're showing all the stars and all the things. And I'm just sitting there, I like the stars and watching all this. But then they put on UFOs. And this was years ago. This is 20 years ago. And this scientist, secular scientist, he has a deep and meaningful with it. He says, I can explain this, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then he puts up the ones he can't explain. He said, this picture destroyed my marriage.
Mm.
And everyone in there was going, whoa, that guy a bit serious. How did UFO? Because his secular mind has to explain everything with science. He couldn't explain these photos. What would he do now seeing these things? These are unexplainable.
Mm.
It's crazy the things they're doing.
Justin, right? You don't know anything about Australia's Area 51, about Pine Gap, would you? Because this is all related.
Yeah, well, Pine Gap's, it's my understanding is it's blocked out because it's the Americans.
Right.
It's any nothing. Nuclear weapon that's launched in the world,
mm-hmm.
Pine Gap picks it up.
Nothing sus.
When I was a kid, my family saw a UFO and we fair dinkum saw one.
Mm.
And my grandmother and uncles that lived way out in the bush, they saw a flying saucer land on a hill one night, and they're not lying people. They were Bible people. They were honest as days long.
Mm.
And they got up and they watched the thing. People really do see supernatural stuff that you can't explain in your normal world. And the world is set up for deception because of all this stuff. Now, could it be that they've invented some crazy new anti-gravity propulsion, because that's one argument. It could be. And they could be weapons. But I don't know. The claim is these senators have gone into hearings in the SCIF, they call it, so nothing can be copied in there.
Like a kind of silence.
It's like Maxwell Smart.
Right. That's what I'm
thinking. Age of 86. They're going to the SCIF.
What'd you say?
Chief. The kind of silence, and he'd roll his eyes. Oh, no, Maxwell's a kind of silence. Missed it by that much. That these senators would go, they come out and they say, they've got aliens. They've got lizard-like creatures. Yeah. And, are you serious? So, just, I believe the Bible. The Bible's going to serve you the rest of your life, and you'll never go wrong if you're trusting it.
Mm.
And the Bible tells me at the end of time there's going to be an amazing amount of supernatural phenomena.
Mm.
And that supernatural stuff is designed to deceive the world. And when have we ever seen in our lifetimes governments releasing videos of UFOs? Mm. It was like, you had to be crazy, dude. Now all the senators are believers.
Mm.
Big personalities in the US are obsessed with this.
Perfect segue into what book are we giving away today, Justin?
Daniel and Revelation, the magazine. I love this magazine, mate.
So this will tell you what's going on. What word do we have, Kyle?
Kyle's we've only got one microphone in this room. Morgan's taking over. I'm phasing myself out here. It's Secrets.
You're going to break people's hearts.
Sorry, Daniel, Morgan.
Daniel and Revelation. Is it Secrets for this one?
Secrets?
Does the magazine say Secrets? Would one of you read that book?
It doesn't say Secrets. I'm well, it
mustn't be that.
Oh, Secrets of Bible Prophecy. Yes,
I think
it
it's Secrets.
It is
Secrets. Is it Secrets?
Secrets. I'd say it's Secrets.
Secrets to 0482 082 876.
We're actually opening applications for anybody who has something worth saying to come and join the show.
if we're wrong, we're going to change it to Secrets.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Secrets.
It'll be Secrets.
Secrets.
Same as last week.
0482 082 876. Secrets. You get yourself that magazine. It's actually really good. It's a thick magazine, and it's got a lot of good information in it.
It's not a whole commentary. It's going to give you a succinct explanation of Bible prophecy. It'll be everything you need to understand Bible prophecy, and I like it in this format. It's awesome.
Really good.
I've got one, and I want to encourage people too that the way simply to not be deceived is to know the truth.
Truth will set you free.
Yeah.
Amen.
So get a copy of that, and let's segue.
Comments from the super coach.
All things Texas.
Bill? Senate. The Texas Senate's race is on. Morgan, what do you think of this? I'll give you your rundown.
My rundown?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get up to speed with
it. I ask for Kyle's rundown all the time. It's Morgan's turn.
I had a lady today, I was in Melbourne today, and she said Justin's to me, you need to talk less and let the other guys talk.
Well, this is my first time hearing this.
What was your wife doing in Melbourne?
I didn't say, well, we'd have nothing to talk about on the show if we left it to the other guys. But let's hear about the primary and why it's so significant, what's happened.
Morgan?
About the primaries.
They don't realise the reason I talk is I'm the only one that actually studies this stuff.
Norman knows.
Justin's our wealth of knowledge.
It's the primary is when each party determines who they are, and Texas is a very, very important state. As Texas goes, so goes the nation, is the American saying. Ken Paxton won the primary. He has not been in the Senate. The Senator Thune was kicked out, and he was been there forever. He's a big-time Republican Bush guy that's been there forever. He won't support Trump in Trump's policies in the Senate. So Trump is just getting rid of everyone in the Senate. Wow. He's just – if you don't support him, he won't support you in the primary. And the American people, they voted this guy in 67%. To 37% or something like that. Ken Paxton against John Thune.
So Paxton is what?
Paxton's a Republican, but he's a Trump guy.
Okay.
And he's going up against a Christian pastor, but he's not your average Christian pastor. He's a proper lefty. He believes in abortion, for instance.
But he's a Republican.
No, the Democrat.
He's a Democrat. Okay.
This is unusual. A Democrat's a Bible guy.
Right.
But his Bible stuff is, he says nowhere in the Bible does it ban abortion. And the Bible doesn't necessarily speak about abortion directly, but it's one of the commandments, Morgan. The sixth commandment.
Thou shalt not murder.
Yeah.
The sacredness of human life,
that we can't make a human life, so we can't take a human life. That's a principle of scripture. Well, this guy says, you know, abortion's fine. I don't think he can win in Texas. He has not got a chance. And so what Trump has done, he's doing a one nation like's happening in Australia. Politics is being realigned over to Christian nationalism. It's getting all of the guys that are kind of, they call them rhinos, Republican in name only. If you're a rhino, all the guys that are Republican in name only in their Senate are getting kicked out in these primaries. So it's not the proper election. It's where the Republicans all come and vote to put their guy in. These guys that have been in there for 20 years, been very popular, Trump just says, no, he won't support me in the Senate. I'm going to put this guy up. So everyone just votes all the way Trump says. It's unbelievable the power that Trump has in his base. And Ken Paxton's going to go up against a Christian guy who's his view on very important issues in America, and abortion is a massive issue for the Christian community in America, is very left. I don't think they can win with. And Ken Paxton has all these question marks over him because he's had multiple affairs and marriages, and he's not like living like a Christian would, but he supports Trump all the way, so he gets the gig. And I think that in Texas, the Republicans are going to clean up still. But the Senate, when it comes back, right now they won't pass all Trump's legislation.
Mm.
Watch what happens after this midterm.
Mm. Well, there you go. All things Texas.
All things Texas.
So this leading up to the midterms, you reckon Trump's cleaning the house and could come through?
It depends on Iran.
What's your prediction?
Mate, I don't have one yet because I don't know what – I suspect that the Americans are going to do some more in Iran because it's a stalemate. They're not getting anywhere. The Iranians are not going to do a deal.
Yeah.
If they end up putting troops on the ground in Iran, I don't think Trump can win. American people don't want that. So at the moment, it's a Mexican standoff, so to speak. It's like they're controlling the strait. They're controlling the strait, and that's where it goes. So what could happen before then? What if Putin launches one of these vicious missiles on, and then Europe has to get involved in a war? Anything could happen. We live in a very turbulent time, and we live on a knife's edge all the time.
Yep. Well, we've come to that time in the show where it's a ding, 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 last story of the day.
Okay.
I thought I'd change it up a bit.
Do we ever do it?
I found this fascinating. Just under a day ago, Elon Musk, he made this comment, and we'll bring it up here. Most truly, what matters is securing the long-term future of consciousness, both on Earth and other heavenly bodies. So linking into the comments earlier in discussion on UFOs, we cannot just focus on Earth because there are irreducible external and internal cataclysmic risks. Happening.
You know, Elon is crazy. Like,
yeah.
He's a genius.
Crazy.
Kyle hates this.
Crazy.
Why did he rename Twitter? Crazy. What did he rename Twitter?
X.
What's he call his kids?
Strange names. Why does that make him crazy?
Well, if you call your kids strange names, you're crazy.
What's his kids' names?
Oh, there's many of them.
It's like watching.
You're reading a list for a week.
What's that?
Really?
Oh, he's wild man.
Like, give us an example of one of his kids' names.
No, Justin's the one that wants to give the examples. He's the one that called him crazy.
It's like you're watching, what's those movies where they've got all the genetically modified superheroes in it? He gets all his names from that.
I don't watch movies.
Well, you know the movies. I can't remember the name of them where they've got all these.
Like the Marvel comic movies.
I'm AI-ing it now.
He's got Wolverine and all those characters in it. What's it called? Those movies with
I thought it was Marvel.
Magneto and it could be Marvel.
Nevada?
It's
Griffin? Vivian? Kai? Saxon? Damon?
They're all right, those names.
Yeah. It doesn't sound so crazy.
He's got one of them.
Little X, which is like
little
X12.
X12. Anyway.
X12E.
Not convinced. If you're convinced that Elon is crazy, support Justin in the comments because he's out on a limb here.
He's a genius. he's the most amazing engineer possibly in the history of the world.
I think it'll go down that way at this point.
Romulus,
is it?
I'm calling a dog Romulus. Anyway, Elon says.
So you don't think they're that bad.
Well, Elon says. Well, no, that one's all right. That's a Roman
Romulus.
That's a he's Roman crazy. Name.
I'm going to copy him.
I'm not copying Elon. I like Romulus because it's a strong dog.
Did you think of it first? Because he named the kid 2024.
I didn't know he had a Romulus. In fact, I might not call that dog that Romulus.
Sure.
Elon's crazy. Anyway, Elon says by 2027 we're going to have artificial general intelligence.
What does that mean?
Kyle will explain why that is so scary.
By when?
27.
Mm.
He's always exaggerates his time frame.
In his brain, everything's a little faster, but the world's struggling to keep up with his brain. That's the issue.
He always goes early, but he's usually right in
his coming. He's right a little bit later.
Explain artificial general intelligence so everyone doesn't think it's just me talking on this show.
Just the point at which, you know, I don't know the exact thing. There'll be some wonderful super nerds that can correct me in the comments, but the point at which AI becomes self-healing, self-replicating, self-improving, and therefore it can run off on its own rather than needing to be continually fed and trained and supported.
It's also called the singularity.
Yeah.
It's smarter than any human being that's ever lived at that point, which means it can do all the things you said, and it will do stuff we didn't tell it to do.
Yeah.
It starts to run us rather than we run it. That's the – and these guys are rushing towards this like that's going to be a good thing. Because they can see the positives.
That's not Elon's perspective, actually. Crazy. Elon has been warning for a long time that this is extremely dangerous and it should be approached with caution, but lawmakers and other companies have failed to concede that that is truth. So he's actually trying to create a balance to all that because he can see that being an issue, but he's trying to be an optimist and do it safely.
Well, they're saying we can cure cancer in minutes.
Right.
Something would take 100 years, we'll be able to do.
Yeah.
In a few minutes or a few seconds. It's just a phenomenal knowledge. That sort of omniscience, all-knowing, is confined to God and God alone.
Yep.
They're creating their own God when they do this singularity. Well,
there's other technologies that already exist that have things in the quantum physics realm that aren't well-known that already do these sorts of things. So Once you actually get AGI with quantum physics, that's where things speed up a bit. But there's another rabbit hole for another episode, maybe.
Wow. The point is, this is happening so fast. We're living at the end of Earth's history.
Mm.
Everything is speeding up, and the knowledge that's coming through artificial intelligence and the change. Meta has just laid off. How many workers did they lay off, Kyle, in this last week?
Since we met? It had a 5 and some zeros, I think.
It was either 6,000 or 60,000. Mm. Maybe it was 6,000 workers have laid off. Their average income was $389,000 a year. And that now they.
For the employees?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you wish you worked for them. They've laid off 6,000 workers at that rate. That was their average income. Because it's been replaced with artificial intelligence. Bots are replacing them. And in the computer world, you can see how that's going to happen.
Mm.
That sort of thing, that's the first wave of this. This is going to sweep through all sorts of levels in our society. It's going to sweep through all sorts of levels in our society and dramatically change it. At the same time, productivity and the amount of things we're able to do that we couldn't do before is going to be incredible. Yeah. So this is very scary and very exciting all at the same time.
Yep. Yeah.
And Ukraine's winning against Russia right now because they've linked AI to their drones and the robotics of what they're using on the battlefield because they're running out of men.
And they've got an endless supply of Western money and the other side doesn't.
Yeah, but the average age of the soldier they're putting onto the battlefield now is about 45 because everyone's being killed. It's horrendous, mate, what's going on over there.
It is.
It's just horrendous. Anyway, give us something happy to end with.
Yeah.
Morgan, you have to give us happy stuff.
This is one of my favorite promises of the Bible when I think about all these things. In Luke's account, it says, when you see these things appearing, lift up your head because your redemption draws near.
Amen.
And so as we see all these things happening, whether you're a first-time listener or viewer or you're a regular, the good news is that we just have to lift up our heads because we know that our redemption draws near.
Amen.
Yep.
So it's getting exciting.
Yeah.
It's really getting exciting. And if you want to know how to understand the Bible and particularly Bible prophecy, if you want to understand how to be ready and to, you know, the step beyond, just put step in your thing. If you want to be ready when Jesus comes, all of these things, we're here to encourage you to be ready. We're going to close with a prayer. And Morgan, Seeing you gave such a good verse to close our show today, why don't you lead us in prayer?
Mm, sure, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the promises you give to guide and to give us hope in a world that is not only spiraling out of control, but can certainly bring fear. But God, you don't want us to have a mind and a heart of fear, but one that's at peace and at rest, knowing that you are soon to return, Jesus. And so we just pray over every person watching and listening that they would find that same hope in you, Jesus. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next week.
Until next time.